Valid through August 24th. U.S. only. See store for details.
Friday mornings here on the Dave and Darren Show, we get an audience with the one and only Mike Schultz.
Actually, there are probably a lot of us out there.
Well, that's a pretty common there's name. Only one you, friend.
Ah, bless your heart.
Yes, friends, he's the entertainment editor and movie critic for the River Cities Reader and River City Reader, sorry.
River Cities.
It's River
you're
Cities.
Good. Yeah, you're fine.
It's a common mistake.
How long have we been doing this now, dude?
I get confused. It is River City Reader, and I knew that and I second guessed myself.
Ah, there you 40 go.
Years. River City
right.
Reader.
Yes.
Even though there are cities.
No, we're the cities.
You're the River Cities Reader.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
so with, confusing.
With an apostrophe and everything.
This is yeah. why I'm glad when I go to the oh, website, man. It's just rcreader.com.
There you go, right?
Because if I had to type that. In the full thing, I'd never find your reviews. And boy, that's one of the first places I go when I want to know what's going on with the movies is to read Mike's reviews. Boy, you did not care for the change-up.
Boy, I sure didn't. Yeah, that was terrible. That was just vile. That was just foul. A
that
foul
was the,
movie.
The Jason Bateman mm-hmm. and Ryan Reynolds
thing.
Movie.
Yeah, but yeah. Here's the thing. I mean, it's gross. It's not funny at all. But it's kind of interesting because it's because Jason Bateman is so good and yeah. is so recognizable a comic construct yeah. now. It's like the Jason Bateman character.
Right.
That when Ryan Reynolds is playing
him,
you're like, oh, yep, that's Jason Bateman.
So,
yeah, absolutely.
So that
he's doing
part's
it fine.
Interesting.
That part's great, but the problem is, of course, that Ryan Reynolds has no personality uh-huh. as an actor. I mean, nothing
yeah.
that's interesting about him. And so...
So Jason Bateman's
he's got,
left with nothing.
But he can just play Jason Bateman. So you can kind of get two of him
double
for the price
the Bateman.
Of one. And no Ryan Reynolds. So it's okay.
So in a way, you're complimenting Reynolds that he's able to pull off the
yeah,
Bateman.
Yeah, he does a really nice job at yeah. it, actually. And, yeah. and Bateman's great, but boy, their material is... It sucks.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's just lowest common denominator stuff.
Yeah. And lower than that.
And even lower than that.
It's
look, when
repellent.
The movie starts with a baby yeah. pooping in someone's mouth, there's nowhere to go but...
So they're just
up,
attempting...
You'd think
and it doesn't happen.
So they're just attempting to make you cringe.
Yeah, it's like... It's like someone completely misread all the Farrelly Brothers movies and thought that that's the only reason that they work, you know? And it's like, no, they actually write some good jokes, too,
right,
you
right.
know? So
well, they used to.
They used to, yeah, once upon a time.
So you'd stay away from
oh,
that.
Oh, stay away from that, like the plague.
What
it was
else did
terrible.
You see?
And then Rise of the Planet of the Apes, which was
yeah.
a really good time, I thought. Yeah.
yeah. Your tweet it's, review, you said something about how it turns into garbage.
It's trash, but enjoyable. It turns into enjoyable trash.
Enjoyable
for
trash.
For a long time, you're sitting there going, all right, because it takes itself kind of way too seriously
yeah.
for this concept, you know? It's like... The super smart monkey thing.
Right.
You know? Yeah. But it gets the more it goes on, the more kind of involving it gets. The effects are great. Andy Serkis, who plays the main, well, kind yeah. of plays the main ape.
Yeah.
The guy who played Gollum and King Kong.
Right.
Kind of plays the main ape. Is really good. I mean, it's a creepy sight to watch the monkey kind of
yeah.
thinking
they
stuff
reference
out.
That monkey. Caesar, you know? They reference Caesar, the monkey in the other Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, movies. It's definitely a
so
nod
they attempt
to
creep
them.
You out.
Yeah, and it sometimes works. Like at the halfway point, there's this amazing scene, which I won't spoil, where they do a kind of a play on the get your stinking paws off me, you
right.
damn dirty ape.
Right, right, right.
And I swear, and like what happens right afterwards had the whole audience go. it was terrifying.
Oh,
it,
yeah?
And then you laughed because it was so terrifying. It was like, all right, okay. And from then
gotcha.
On, I was totally on board. Yeah, I had a good time by the end of that movie. It's just fun. It's fun throwaway. Summer entertainment.
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape!
God, there we go, right?
Charlton Heston is just
great.
The greatest.
And he makes a cameo.
Charlton
you know,
Heston
well,
does?
Yeah, well, I mean, they show him like on a TV screen, but you're, yeah. you're like going, oh, it's Heston. They
yeah.
cared enough to show him. That was nice.
Well,
it's an NRA
yeah.
commercial, but...
yeah, <right.
laughs> you pull this gun from my cold
fun.
Dead hands!
Wish I had that gun. You know what? He was right.
Yes. Yeah. He should have kept
maniacs.
It.
You maniacs.
They took our guns.
Yeah.
Soylent Green is people.
It's the, oh, God, that's the best.
It is the
it's
best.
Made out of paintball.
So that you enjoy.
I want to watch that again.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was great.
Soylent Green is made out of paintball. Bah!
That would have been funny if, like, the monkeys are eating little Soylent Green candy bars.
Just... Green is paintball!
It's paintball! God, who's better than Chuck Heston? Nobody is the answer.
Wow, yeah.
He was in
it's made out of paintball!
I'll tell you what, one of his finer performances was in a little thriller called Skyjack.
Yes.
As the,
and
I
might
think
be
it,
his
if
best
you remember
work.
Those flashbacks on the swing.
Oh, yeah, pushing her gently on the swing.
Spoiler alert!
Oh, it's just lovely. I gotta see that one again.
Let's talk about the movies that are opening today at the Rave Motion yeah. Picture Cinemas there on 53rd Street.
Where I just received all the showtimes for this weekend because
What are you, some kind of maniac?
I'm a fancy pants is what I am. And
Mr. Fancy Pants gets his notifications.
I got signed up there on the website. Just go to ravemotionpictures.com for showtimes. All digital pictures with more stunning 3D offerings, free refills on large popcorn and soft drinks, and, of course, they have the IMAX.
And
there.
Something at Rave that I don't know if a lot of people know this, but the popcorn there,
mm-hmm.
it's made out of paper!
You just
that
lost your
indoors. Is paper!
It's a true story. We start today with 30 minutes or less.
Couldn't say it if it wasn't true.
Interesting interesting comedy idea. You got your Jesse Eisenberg. You know, I didn't realize this. Hmm. Remember growing up, the little girl that liked Pepsi?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's his sister.
Is it?
Oh, you're kidding.
That's Haley Eisenberg.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my
That's
goodness.
His sister, yeah.
Well, okay.
Jesse Eisenberg, a pizza delivery guy who was kidnapped by wannabe criminal masterminds and forced to rob a bank. In this clip, the character Nick, played by Jesse Eisenberg, tells Chet, his friend, played by Aziz Ansari, about his situation. It's 30 minutes or less in theaters today.
What do you want? Because we have nothing left to say to each other.
Last night, two guys in masks jumped me and strapped a bomb to my chest, and now I have less than 9 hours to rob a bank.
You're hysterical. Great joke. I'm gonna go back to my class. Is that thing real?
Two guys did this to me, and if I don't rob that bank in time, this thing is gonna blow.
And your first thought was to come to a school filled with young children?
I mean, I think the vest is probably safe for now. I mean, these guys don't want me to blow up on accident before I get them their money, right?
So you figure the two psychopaths that put a bomb on your chest made sure it was safe. There's no margin for error in their bomb vest design.
Okay. Well, all right. Yeah. It's by the director of Zombieland, so there's that.
Yeah.
With Eisenberg.
Here's my prediction, though. Kenny Powers is in it. You don't care for Kenny Powers.
Is that, what's his name?
Danny McBride.
Yeah.
His name's Kenny Powers.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's in it
he's obviously one of the criminals,
and I think Nick Swartzen's in it too.
Yeah, he's another one.
And he's
another
one that grates on you, doesn't he? Yes.
Yeah, that gets me nervous. I'll admit.
Yeah,
well, we'll see.
We'll see. Absolutely.
We won't know till we know.
Right. It's short, from what I understand. It's like an 80-minute thing.
Yeah, I think so.
You know. Okay.
Also opening today, we've got Final Destination 5. A group of coworkers narrowly escape a bridge disaster, only to be hunted down by death itself, coming to collect its due. Final Destination 5. Here's a clip.
Olivia and Isaac are dead. It's going to happen to us too if we don't do something about it.
Yeah, I understand. Listen, it's called survivor's guilt.
No. No, guilt doesn't kill you.
Obviously, you've never met my in-laws.
I'm not around here, Dennis. Anyone could be next. It could be you. Understand? Nobody's safe.
What are you talking about?
We weren't supposed to survive that bridge collapse. And so now it's kill or be killed.
Whammy. That's our buddy David Ketchner is in this movie. Yeah.
That's who that was. Yeah. That was driving me crazy. I thought it was Stephen Root for a minute.
So you like these movies.
I liked the first. I love the first two. I think the third one's really a lot of fun. Mm. And the last one I wasn't crazy about, but it still moved pretty well. I'm a fan. Next to zombie movies,
and
as far as my horror favorites, it would be Final Destination movies.
Okay, so you call these mousetrap movies.
Yeah, absolutely. It's 90 seconds of like setup going, okay, well, that has to hit that,
happen?
And that's going to, yeah. And you just sit there and giggle and wait for them to get killed.
Now,
this
is probably the case of most movies, I suppose. But are these movies more fun in the theater than renting them? I mean, or no?
I don't know. I saw the first one on DVD.
Yeah, okay.
And that's my favorite.
Yeah.
Bet me this thing's not on DVD in time for Halloween. Bet me.
Oh, no, it'll have to happen, right?
Right?
Sure.
I mean.
Yeah, absolutely.
Also opening today, for all of you 12-year-old girls who enjoy the show, it's Glee, the 3D concert movie. Where are you on the Glee thing? What's your position?
I think Glee is pretty great overall.
Right.
It can be a train wreck. It can be unbearably bad, but I think more often than not, it's pretty sharp. I like the non-musical numbers more than the musical numbers. I think the stuff with Jane Lynch is amazing.
Is awesome and everything.
I think it gets to some kind of emotional accuracy about teenage life. I think it's okay. I think it's really okay when it's good.
Okay,
this is a concert documentary following the cast of the hit television show on their summer live tour, which I guess happened earlier this summer. And they've already made a documentary.
They're quick.
Okay, so it's a documentary.
Glee, and it's in 3D, so the Slurpee goes right in your face. Right. This is a clip from the movie Glee 3D in theaters today. Don't stop believing. That's enough.
Yeah, we're good.
I can't.
I'll be honest. I'm nervous about this thing. I'm afraid of what it's going to be. I have a feeling it's going to be like the Bieber movie, but
you
like
the
cool,
Bieber movie,
which I thought was not bad. Yeah, but I didn't know anything about Justin Bieber, and so it was kind of interesting to learn.
Uh-huh.
But this one, I think it's just going to be like redoing
just
scenes
crowds.
That I've already seen. That right. You know, and I have. It's going to be incredibly. Kind of grossly self-serving in like this Glee changed my life way, you know, that I'm worried about.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Well, you've got
hey,
a lot
you know,
of
we
plate.
Forgot to talk about The Help, which opened on Wednesday.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Kind of a biggie, which, which
Gringo.
Yeah.
I know that was something that the Mrs. read in her book club.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all about.
I had no knowledge of the book at all, but it's quite a good movie. It's a bit lumpy. It's a bit.
From what I'm told,
awkward.
The Help. Is the African Americans who are working basically under Jim Crow laws?
Yeah,
house helpers. What's the term? Maids.
Right? Maids in the Deep South in Mississippi, or early 60s. It's got some beautiful, beautiful acting in it. It's
that
really
Viola
good.
Davis.
God, Viola Davis.
She's going to win an Oscar, is what
she
I'm hearing.
She kind of should.
Yeah,
it needs to happen. Yeah. And Emma Stone is great. Allison Janney is really good. Bryce Dallas Howard, who's never good, is really good in this.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
So yeah, it's quite something.
Two questions.
It's okay.
The wife went and saw Crazy Stupid Love on your recommendation and just had the time of her life.
Oh, I'm glad.
Her and a bunch of friends went and saw that.
Okay.
And then there's the Friends with Benefits. And I need to ask you because you've seen two, and I didn't have the courage to ask my wife about either of these movies.
Yeah.
Crazy Stupid Love, does Emma Stone get naked?
No.
Does Mila Kunis get naked in Friends with Benefits?
Her body double shows her ass. But
so it's just a body double butt is all?
That's all you get.
This is why you're on the show.
There we go.
Awesome. He's Mike Schultz.
I live to
He's
serve.
Mr. Skin.
From the river. That's the best and knocked up when they realize
right.
that there's...
Oh, like Mr. Skin.
They're spending an
like
their entire lives
what?
Putting this website
this
together.
Genome project.
How did you not know about
they
this?
They never thought to Google it. You know, it's
How
brilliant.
Do you not know about this?
He's Mike Schultz from the River City Reader. Check out his reviews online at rcreader.com. And is it Mike Schultz Now at Twitter?
Mike Schultz Now. Yeah.
Mike Schultz Now at Twitter, which is really fantastic because you can get a movie review in 148 characters or less sometimes.
If that could be my job, if I'd get paid for that, hells
Not
yeah.
Bad.
Yeah.
He's Mike Schultz. We are Dave and Darren, and this is your Quad City Rocker. This is Rock